AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court ruled President Biden overstepped his authority with his $400 billion plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts. Melissa Byrne is with the We the 45 Million Student Borrowers Advocacy Group.
It is just and it is right, and President Biden must cancel student loan debt again, and he must ensure that there is no return to repayment until cancellation is delivered.
President Biden says the fight is not over. The Supreme Court will decide if some judges have gone too far in striking down gun restrictions. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The announcement comes a year after the High Court issued its own sweeping gun rights ruling, which laid out new standards for evaluating gun laws. That decision has led to lower court rulings invalidating long-standing gun restrictions and confusion over which laws can survive. The justices have agreed to hear arguments this fall in a Biden administration appeal of a ruling that struck down a federal law meant to keep guns from people with domestic violence restraining orders against them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court sided with graphic artist Lori Smith in Colorado, who says a state law that bars discrimination based on sexual orientation, race, gender, and other characteristics violates her free speech rights.
I'm so very grateful to the United States Supreme Court, who affirmed today that Colorado can't force me or anyone to say something we don't believe.
The ruling means Smith can refuse to work with same-sex couples. Prosecutors say they've turned over more than 80,000 pages of material to New York Republican Congressman George Santos's lawyers in the federal fraud and money laundering case against him. A panel of judges in Brazil says former President Jair Bolsonaro is ineligible to run for office again after saying he abused his power and cast unfounded doubts on the country's electric voting system. This is AP News. Ilian Gonzalez, the boy caught up in an international custody battle in Cuba in 1999, is now 29.
Ilian Gonzalez became the face of long-strained relations between Cuba and the U.S. after his mother and 10 others died aboard a boat of Cuban migrants headed to Florida. Ilian eventually was returned to his father in Cuba, and just this April, he was sworn in as a member of Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, Cuba's Congress. He says returning to Cuba so many years ago was the right thing to do. It would have been much easier to leave and live better. Maybe I would have lived better. Not everyone who leaves lives better, but it would have been easier. But I don't think it would have been the right thing to do, because seeing so many good things here to save, I think the best thing to do was to stay and fight to save it. Ilian is also the father of a 2-year-old daughter. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.